Tomorrow, hundreds of floats and balloons will be streaming down the streets of Manhattan. It's the annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And if you've ever wondered about who makes those kinds of giant inflatables, wonder no more. As part of our 50 States project, we sent the world's Jason Margolis to visit a Midwestern company that's transformed itself from a small mom-and-pop operation into a global exporter. Jason's story begins up in Toronto.
I'm at an NBA Toronto Raptors game. It's a blowout. The Raptors are winning big and the fans are getting a little bored. Then the team mascot, the Raptor, appears. The Raptor is a big, round, inflated dinosaur head on human legs. He stands about 6 feet tall. The dinosaur shimmies, does somersaults, then climbs into the crowd and bounces end over end down the stairs, to the delight of most everyone. I try to interview the Raptor, but the team tells me dinosaurs can't speak, but he can tweet and type. The Raptor sent me an email after the game and said he gets outfitted from the company Signs and Shapes in Omaha, Nebraska. The Raptor added, quote, "They are amazing and they are always willing to work on my crazy ideas. For example, do yourself a favor and Google Raptor Eats Brooklyn Nets Fan." Signs and Shapes space in Omaha is just about the coolest factory you've ever seen. A huge warehouse filled with dogs, ducks, and astronauts being stitched, then inflated and tested. Scott Bowen is the co-owner.
The company was started in my dad's basement, and my folks' basement, just about 30 years ago, and we started as distributors for inflatable signs.
The company eventually expanded into props for plays, parade floats, and inflatable costumes. Today, Signs and Shapes exports to 74 countries. Bowen flips through a photo book showing me some of their overseas customers.
Chinese basketball team, a dentist's office in Spain.
Picture a friendly but weird-looking orange creature with braces. Then there's my favorite customer, a Swiss pizzeria.
There's an inflatable pizza slice running around some town in Switzerland, I guess.
That's cool. It's a fun company. But what lessons can another small business learn about becoming a global exporter? Lee Bowen, Scott's father, who helps run international sales, tells me how they find their foreign customers.
Word of mouth.
It's just that simple.
Yes. We don't do any advertising.
Signs and Shapes relies on reputation and having a niche. If you want a high-end inflatable that won't pop when your mascot is bouncing on its head in front of 20,000 people, call Omaha. Business is going well, but they're at 25 employees, and Scott Bowen says they're limited how much they can grow.
We need seamstresses with a really high level of sewing intelligence that can look at a pattern of a couple hundred pieces that's never been made before and put the whole thing together accurately, but that also have, you know, sort of a business or commercial mentality in terms of speed.
Everybody in the industry complains that in this country it's hard to find people who have those construction skills.
Michael James chairs the Textiles, Merchandising, and Fashion Design Department at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. He says textiles manufacturers, and that's what Signs and Shapes really is, could never compete with China and its seemingly endless supply of seamstresses who are paid a fraction of what people in the U.S. make.
A small manufacturer like Signs and Shapes can keep everything in-house because they're not doing huge volume. If they ever got to that point where the demand was so big, they wouldn't be able to find the production capacity here in this country at a cost that they could probably manage.
And then there's another issue. Again, letting the product speak for itself has become Signs and Shapes' best marketing strategy. But the company can't publicly take credit for some of the coolest stuff they make due to non-disclosure agreements. It can be highly secretive. In a back room, airbrush artist Shane Perrin puts the finishing touches on a mascot as Scott Bowen looks on.
He's had stuff on Broadway stages, the biggest amusement parks, huge international sporting events. So we've done something which, again, we can't include, but we did something for the last year.
So did you see your creation at the what was that gratifying?
Oh, definitely. It's always gratifying to see stuff, you know.
But you couldn't tell anybody, hey, I made that.
No, but I can tell them, hey, that's really neat, isn't it? And then wink a lot, you know, but that's about it.
So if you're watching a parade tomorrow and see a float roll by that you really, really like, chances are a group of folks in Nebraska may have had a hand putting that together. Or not.
For The World, Jason Margolis, Omaha, Nebraska.